all along, it's had to be a package. The comprehensiveness comes when you put all those pieces together. So I would concur that by itself, SB 83 doesn't solve the problem, but it is a very important part of the total package and of the total concept. I would also concur that we are not providing universal access with the recommendations that came out of the task force. That is not being done. But I don't think we have to apologize for the task force recommendations as far as what we are doing on the access end. We very directly addressed access, and I would be my guess that out of the 90,000 who are uninsured Alaskans, once you do small market reform, once you do subsidy programs for low-income children, once you have done a high-risk pool, once you put into place proper cost containment steps to help slow down the inflationary spiral, and you have put together pooling mechanisms, which is in Senate Bill 83, that nearly 50% of that population can have access and will have access. And so we've taken a major step forward, and I think that's being overlooked and not being considered enough. Let me also say that I would urge the committee and all those listening to keep in mind that there's two sides to this equation of universal act of health care reform: access side and the cost control side, the cost containment side. And what you've heard providers saying is, give us access. That's what we want. We want the access. We want more money into the system. And what they're saying is, when they're saying let's address the tough issues, they're saying let's give us access. That's a tough issue. That's not the tough issue. That's the easy issue. It's easy to put more people into the system. The tough issue is to address the other side. How are you going to control the cost to stop the inflationary spiral? That's the tough issue, and that's what I think we're ready to address and what the task force was recommending that we address, along with access. And what we're going to find is that if you just increase access and don't do the cost containment side, it's really self-defeating. Because as you increase access and put more money into the system, you also increase the cost. You add the inflationary spiral, and more people drop out, and more become uninsured, and so it's a never-ending circle if you don't do both sides at once. And I think that many states have found that to be the case. I think the state of Washington, as an example, the state of Washington increased access by doing a small business subsidy program 2 or 3 years ago. I've met directly with those individuals about a year ago, and they said the result of that was they did subsidize in 20,000 small businessmen, but they were having an increasing number of uncovered small businessmen, and costs were continuing to go up because of adding fuel to the system, putting more money into the system. And what really was being proposed in the last legislative session in the state of Washington was cost containment steps, because they realized they had to put some control on the system or it wouldn't work, and what ended up was nothing happened, and the small business program went away also. I also ask you to look at the national level, and when they talk about health care reform, they're talking about cost containment as well as access. So keep this all in perspective. The access is easy. Just pump more money into the system and all the providers will be happy. But they've also got to realize that there has to be some control on where costs are going, and that's what we're trying to do in Senate Bill 83. I know there'll be more discussion later on, Mr. Chairman, but I want to just make that point.
All right. The bridge goes off in a minute. Go ahead, Senator.
Well, Harlan, the point is being made that cost containment is an important part of this, and I think you've mentioned that liability reform is part of what you consider to be cost containment, but how else do you approach it? I think we've been exposed to Senator Duncan's bill here as far as the general concept of how to contain costs, and is that going to be an element of your proposal as well?
Yes. Harlan Edson, Mr. Chairman. I think you'll find both in the Physician Hospital Council that they present this next week, its recommendations, they will address the issue of cost containment and begin the dialogue on how you control those costs. But the first thing, and I didn't finish my recommendations to the committee, is that let's do some kind of a health authority, either fully fund and adequately staff your task forces next year, or Senator Duncan, I think, has come a long way since Senate Bill 83 as he looks at this health authority, and I think that everybody should give serious consideration. Eventually, somebody's going to have to collect the data and give it back to this legislature on what it truly costs. But we really feel that the market, if you have good data and can choose between buying your health care here in Alaska or going to Alaska, you're going to find Alaska healthcare is going to be very competitive if you'll have everybody into the system and you'll have everybody pay their fair share of the cost. And if that doesn't work, then you can put your controls on it. But I will give to the committee, if you want to look at what it costs to regulate healthcare costs, take a look at your Medicaid Rate Advisory Commission in the budget. It costs you $600,000 a year to regulate 24 hospitals and nursing homes. $600,000 a year. Take a look at what it spends on the audit, to audit those hospitals. There's another $500,000. Just, and we're just talking about health facility. Right. So the cost of controlling costs are speaking. So my plea, Senator Cotton, give the market a chance. Open the access, give the market a chance. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
So that is your first, I'm not even sure that you can contain costs. I mean, I'm not sure that you can get there from here. But it seems to be, you know, the most important element of Senator Duncan's approach. And from what I read from you, though, is that if you improve access enough, you'll see natural containment of cost. Is that what your concept is?
Yes. Improve access and everyone pay their share, including the federal government.
Senator Duncan. Chairman, of course, just in response here, and I don't have the quote right before me that Mr. Knudsen is talking about, but I have looked at it, and the cost containment strategy in that proposal really is one of just posting rates voluntarily, informing the public of what they're charging, as I recall, and that's about it. That's not, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you go down to the local garage and they say it's going to cost you $25 to get your tires rotated and whatever. That's just posting rates as your cost containment strategy, which I'm not sure works. And then the last point I was going to make, Mr. Harlan always amazes me with some of these thoughts that he comes up with. He urges to let the free market system work, and I think that's what everybody would like to do. I guess I'd urge you to look and see whether the free market system has worked in healthcare cost containment in the healthcare field in this state or in the United States. And I think almost everyone who studied this issue to any depth and in any detail, and if you'll talk to people, consultants, national consultants, and you look at what other state legislatures are doing, what Congress is doing, they've kind of said it hasn't worked. That's what's happened for years. We've let the free market system work, and it hasn't worked. And I think you'll also find, most people will say, and I've got a copy of a news release that I'll give out to you next time. I hope you get this gentleman testifying from the National Commission on Healthcare Reform. Makes it very clear to Congress and to everyone else working on this issue, improving access only creates a greater problem, increases the cost more. You've got to do both sides of the equation. You can't walk away from cost containment. You've got to have both sides of the equation addressed or you haven't resolved the problem.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. Adjourned.